Chapter 65 Spark. I lured Will and Sim to the Aeolian with the promise of free drinks, the one piece of generosity I could afford. You see, while Ambrose's interference might keep me from gaining a wealthy noble as a patron, there were still plenty of regular music lovers who bought me more drinks than I could comfortably consume on my own. There were two simple solutions to this. I could become a drunk, or use an arrangement that has been around for as long as there have been taverns and musicians. Attend to me as I draw back the curtain to reveal a long-kept minstrel's secret. Let's say you are out at an inn. You listen to me play. You laugh, cry, and generally marvel at my craft. Afterwards, you want to show your appreciation, but you don't have the wherewithal to make a substantial gift of money like some wealthy merchant or noble. So you offer to buy me a drink. I, however, have already had a drink, or several drinks. Or perhaps I am trying to keep a clear head. Do I refuse your offer? Of course not. That would just waste a valuable opportunity and most likely leave you feeling snubbed. Instead, I graciously accept and ask bartender for a Graysdale mead or a Sumpton, or a particular vintage of white wine. The name of the drink isn't the important thing. The important thing is that the drink doesn't really exist. The bartender gives me water. You pay for the drink. I thank you graciously, and everyone walks away happy. Later, the bartender, the tavern, and the musician share your money three ways. Better yet, some sophisticated drinking establishments allow you to keep drinks as a sort of credit for future use. The Aeolian was such a place. That is how, despite my poverty-stricken state, I managed to bring an entire dark bottle of Scutton back to the table where Will and Sim waited. Will eyed it appreciatively as I sat down.
What's a special occasion?
Calvin approved my sympathy lamp. You're looking at the Arcanum's newest journeyman artificer, I said a little smugly. Most students spend at least three or four terms finishing their apprenticeships. I kept my mixed success with the lamp to myself.
About time,
Will said dryly.
Took you, what, almost 3 months? People were beginning to say that you'd lost your touch.
I thought you'd be more pleased, I said as I peeled the wax off the top of the bottle. My days of being a pinch penny might be coming to an end. Sim made a dismissive noise.
You stand your round well enough, he said. I drink to your continued success as an artificer,
Will said, sliding his cup towards me,
knowing it will lead to more drinks in the future.
Plus, I said as I stripped the last of the wax away, there's always the chance that if I get you drunk enough, you'll let me slip into the archives someday when you're working the desk. I kept my tone carefully jovial as I glanced up at him to gauge his reaction. Will took a slow drink, not meeting my eye.
I can't.
Disappointment nestled sourly in the pit of my stomach. I made a dismissive gesture, as if I couldn't believe he'd taken my joke seriously.
Oh, I know. I thought about it, Willem interrupted. Seeing as how you didn't deserve the punishment you got, and I know how much has been bothering you.
Will took a drink.
Lauren occasionally suspends students. A handful of days for too loud talking in the tombs. A few span if they're careless with a book. But banned is different. That hasn't happened in years. Everyone knows. If anyone saw you, he shook his head, I'd lose my position as scribe. We could both get expelled.
Don't beat yourself up, I said. Just the fact that you considered it means...
We're getting maudlin here,
Sim broke in, knocking his glass against the table.
Open a bottle and we'll drink to Kilvin being so impressed that he talks to Lauren and gets you unbanned from the archives.
I smiled and began to work a screw into the cork.
I have a better plan, I said. I vote we drink to the perpetual confiscation and botherment of a certain Ambrose Jacques. I think we can all agree to that,
Will said, raising his glass.
Great God, Simon said in a hushed tone. Look what Georg found.
What's that? I asked, concentrating on getting the cork out all in one piece.
He's managed to get the most beautiful woman in the place again.
Sim's grumble was uncharacteristically surly.
It's enough to make you hate a man.
Sim, your taste in women is questionable at best.